We've got some really exciting news. So Greek Easter is approaching, and we've decided to offer you guys a 25% discount on the transcript for our entire first season. This transcript gathers all the valuable vocabulary, stories, and tips we share throughout our podcast, and having it by your side will help you organize and align your studies with our podcast episodes. And the best part is that it costs almost the same as an hour of Greek lessons with a private tutor.
Exactly. It only costs $29.99 now. To find the transcript, go to unlockinggreekpotential.com or look at the description of this episode.
This offer will be valid until the 5th of May, and it is just a small thank you for all your support and love you've shown us this past year. So thank you so, so much, guys. Γεια σε όλους! Γεια σου, Έλλης!
Γεια σου, Γιούλη! Τι κάνεις?
Είμαι καλά. Εσύ?
Καλά είμαι.
Today, we're gonna talk about shopping and buying, selling, and different words that they have to do with going for shopping. Do you like going for shopping, Alice?
Yeah, although lately I don't do it that often anymore.
Yeah, me neither. I actually buy everything online.
Well, I think it's useful if you go to Greece, because in Greece I do tend to buy olive oil and like certain herbs and things like that. I tend to buy more food than material things or clothes.
Yeah, I agree. And I think this is going to be a useful episode for people that are tourists and they're coming to Greece just for a short period of time and they want to go to a souvenir shop and buy something. I think they're going to find this verbs and phrases are very helpful. So,
exactly.
Let's get started. Okay, the first verb is the verb to buy. Αγοράζω.
Αγοράζω.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, αγοράζω ρούχα. I buy clothes. Or αγοράζω φαγητό. I buy food. Alice, how do you translate the following sentence? I will buy food tomorrow in the supermarket. So you have to use the future tense that we've learned in the previous episodes.
Okay, I'll leave a little pause. I will buy food tomorrow in the supermarket. Θα αγοράσω φαγητό στο σούπερ μάρκετ αύριο. Θα αγοράσω φαγητό στο σούπερ μάρκετ αύριο.
Right. Θα αγοράσω φαγητό στο σούπερ μάρκετ αύριο.
So, αγοράζω in the future tense becomes θα αγοράσω.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Because it softens out, like we explained.
Yeah, that's right. The next word is πουλάω. Πουλάω means to sell. For example, πουλάω φρούτα. I sell fruits. I would love to sell fruits. Πουλάω φρούτα.
Yeah.
So, Elise, how can we translate the sentence I sell clothes in a store?
So we just had the word for clothes.
Mm-hmm.
It's ρούχα.
Right.
I sell clothes in a store. Πουλάω ρούχα σε ένα κατάστημα. Πουλάω ρούχα σε ένα κατάστημα.
Exactly. Πουλάω ρούχα σε ένα κατάστημα.
Or you can say μαγαζί.
Exactly. I was about to say that. Κατάστημα ή μαγαζί. Αγοράζω, to buy. Πουλάω, to sell. I have a question for you guys and Alice also. Πουλάω, how it's going to be in the future? How can I say I will sell?
Then it's like, θα Πουλάσω, θα πουλήσω.
Θα πουλήσω.
I remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Θα πουλήσω.
Yeah, that's right. Θα πουλήσω. Αγοράζω, θα αγοράσω. Πουλάω, θα πουλήσω. The next word is the word for expensive. Expensive in Greek is ακριβώς. Ακριβώς.
Ακριβώς.
For this word, you need to remember two things. First, it's an adjective. And that means it's a descriptive word and it needs to adapt to the gender of the noun that it describes. For example, if you want to say expensive clothes, the word for clothes is ρούχα. So you have to say ακριβά ρούχα. So you need to change the ending. You can't say ακριβώς ρούχα. It's not correct. Or, for instance, αυτοκίνητο. What do you think, Alice? How it's going to be the adjective ακριβώς in front of the word αυτοκίνητο?
So αυτοκίνητο is a neutral word. Mm-hmm. So then it would be ακριβό αυτοκίνητο. So you got the S.
Exactly. Ακριβό αυτοκίνητο. And
ρούχα is plural.
Exactly.
So that's why it's ακριβά ρούχα.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now let's try to translate the following sentence. The food is very expensive.
Το φαγητό είναι πολύ ακριβό.
Mm-hmm.
Το φαγητό είναι πολύ ακριβό.
Σωστά. Το φαγητό είναι πολύ ακριβό. The second thing that I want you to remember about this word is be careful not to confuse it with ακριβώς. It sounds exactly the same, but it's written differently. So ακριβώς, if it's an adjective, it ends with an O omicron, while ακριβώς, that ends with O omega, means exactly.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. if this wasn't already difficult enough, that the fact that there's two ways to write the letter O, mm-hmm. if you write the wrong letter O, the word entirely changes and the meaning changes. So you have ακριβώς, which could mean expensive, and ακριβώς, which could mean exactly.
Yeah, but you can easily understand that.
By the context.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for example, we use ακριβώς when we're talking about the time. So if we want to say 3 o'clock exactly at 3, we would say τρεις ακριβώς. So in this case, it wouldn't be like 3 expensive. You know, it makes no sense.
And then it's like a 3 sharp.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But people also use it to say, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Ναι, ακριβώς. Ακριβώς.
Ναι, ακριβώς.
So I probably use it all the time. I don't know, I didn't realize.
You
it.
Do?
Yeah.
You say it in episodes too, so people might know it by now.
Yeah. Ακριβώς. So the opposite of the word ακριβώς is φτηνός.
Φτηνός.
Some people say φτηνός and some other people say φθήνος. Both of them are correct, like with a θήτα instead
oh, really?
Of a T. Yeah, φτηνός ή φθηνός. Both of them are correct. But like my students were always complaining about this word. It was very hard for them to pronounce this F, T sound. So if it's difficult for you to use this word, but you want still to say cheap, I have an alternative for you, which is the word οικονομικός. And it doesn't really mean cheap, it means affordable.
Economic, yeah. You can kind of see that word in there.
Exactly,
yeah.
Οικονομικός. For instance, an affordable restaurant. How can you say that, Alice?
Οικονομικό εστιατόριο.
Mm-hmm.
Or φτηνό εστιατόριο.
Exactly.
So I got the S because εστιατόριο is a neutral word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ακριβώς, φτηνός, or οικονομικός.
Okay, so far we've had the verb to buy, agorazo, to sell, pulao, expensive, acrivos, cheap, ftinos, or economicos.
Exactly. Acrivos. So the next word.
You're gonna keep saying this now.
Yes.
I love it.
Now I love it. The next word is dokimazo, which means to try. Dokimazo.
Dokimazo.
Dokimazo. And we use it mainly for food, and it has the meaning of I taste something or to try on, for example, for clothes.
Yeah,
So,
exactly, because we already had the word for to try, which
yes.
was prospazo. So it's very important to understand the difference between prospazo and dokimazo.
Yeah, prospazo is usually followed by a verb. We never say prospazo enarujo. That's not correct. Like I try on a cloth. Like we never say that. It's like prospazo and then is a verb. For example, prospazo na grapso ena vivlio. Like I try to write a book. I'm trying to write a book. Yeah.
Even sounds weird to me now because I was in the beginning. I remember I was thinking, why can you not say like prospazo fajito? But now it sounds weird.
Yeah. And prospazo, it means to try, but like in my mind, it requires effort. Whatever you do, it's like you try hard, you put effort on.
Yeah.
And if you don't put effort, then it's dokimazo. For example, you don't put any effort to taste the ice cream, you know? So, yeah, dokimazo fajito. I taste or try food. And dokimazo ruja, to try on clothes. Okay? Okay, let's translate the following sentence. Can I try on the clothes?
Μπορώ να δοκιμάσω τα ρούχα.
Μπορώ να δοκιμάσω τα ρούχα.
Yeah, so δοκιμάζω becomes θα δοκιμάσω
Ναι.
in the future. So also with the sigma.
Yeah, exactly. Δοκιμάζω, θα δοκιμάσω. And from the word δοκιμάζω, we also have the word το δοκιμαστήριο. This is the place where you can actually try on clothes, so the changing room. Το δοκιμαστήριο.
Το δοκιμαστήριο. It's very nice to know that when you're shopping for clothes, that you know where the changing room is, so you can ask for that.
Yeah. Το δοκιμαστήριο.
So you can ask, Πού είναι το δοκιμαστήριο?
Exactly. Where's the changing room? Πού είναι το δοκιμαστήριο? So the next and final step of your shopping experience is to pay. So the word for pay is πληρώνω.
Πληρώνω. We already had that, I think, in a couple of episodes. We probably mentioned
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. Πληρώνω. And now you guys and you Alice can also guess the future. How can we say I will pay?
Θα πληρώσω.
Θα πληρώσω. For example, I will pay the bill.
Θα πληρώσω τον λογαριασμό.
Exactly. Θα πληρώσω τον λογαριασμό. So you can pay by cash or card. So if you want to pay by cash, you can say με μετρητά. And this literally means with cash.
Με μετρητά.
Πληρώνω με μετρητά.
Πληρώνω με μετρητά.
Or you can pay by card. Με κάρτα. Πληρώνω με κάρτα.
Πληρώνω με κάρτα.
Some other useful phrases can also be like, how much does it cost? Πόσο κάνει.
Πόσο κάνει. Mm-hmm. This is the most common one, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I also read in books, πόσο κοστίζει.
Yeah, I think that the books include this verb, κοστίζω, because it's very similar to the English word, to cost. So people can remember that easier.
Memorize it.
Yeah. The truth is that we don't use it so often. It's better if you say πόσο κάνει. Πόσο κάνει.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. You literally ask, how much does it do?
Yeah. Πόσο κάνει.
Mm-hmm. Πόσο κάνει. Maybe that's an easy way to remember.
Yeah.
How much it does.
Exactly, how much it does. Πόσο κάνει. Maybe another useful phrase can be, you are not going to use it, but they're going to ask you, actually. Like, do you need help? Θέλεις βοήθεια. We know already the word βοήθεια, right?
Yeah, we know the word βοήθεια. We had it in an episode. So, θέλεις βοήθεια. Mm-hmm. Or more likely, they're going to ask it to you formally.
Yes, exactly.
Θέλετε βοήθεια.
Yeah, that's right. Θέλετε βοήθεια. And you can answer yes, ναι, if you need some help. Or όχι, ευχαριστώ. I usually say, I'm just looking around. So
yeah, exactly. That's what we all say.
Yeah. And and yeah, you can say απλά κοιτάω.
Απλά κοιτάω. No, I'm just looking.
Yeah.
Απλά κοιτάω.
Απλά κοιτάω.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Shall we repeat all the words we've learned first and then we can move on to a dialogue?
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Let's repeat them.
Okay. Αγοράζω, to buy. Πουλάω, to sell. Ακριβώς, expensive. Φτηνός, or οικονομικός, cheap. Δοκιμάζω, to try. Πληρώνω, to pay.
Yeah, those were the verbs for today.
Exactly. So now, dialogue.
Dialogue. Okay, so I'm gonna go shopping in Greece, mm-hmm. and Yuli's gonna work at the store or at the shop.
Mm-hmm.
So Yuli's the employee.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna buy a blusa. So this is very similar to the English word,
mm-hmm.
like blouse.
Yeah,
blusa.
Exactly. Blusa.
Like a t-shirt.
It's
right?
Like yeah. You can use it for pretty much everything, blusa. It covers like everything that you can wear on top.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is very common. So we picked this word so you can easily understand mm-hmm. it because we're not going to go through all the clothing items.
Yeah.
You can already find that in all the Greek books.
Yeah. Exactly.
What a skirt and a dress. Mm-hmm. And it's not very super useful vocabulary. I always think it's very specific.
Yeah, I agree.
And we want to keep this podcast as useful as possible. So we're just going to keep it. We're just going to stick to blusa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a formal conversation because we don't know each other.
If you're in a store, the people, they're going to speak to you in a formal way.
Yeah.
Λοιπόν.
True.
Okay.
Let's start.
Καλημέρα. Θέλετε βοήθεια?
Όχι. Ευχαριστώ. Απλά κοιτάω.
Καλώς.
Συγγνώμη, πόσο κάνει αυτή η μπλούζα?
20 ευρώ.
Ωραία. Μπορώ να τη δοκιμάσω?
Ναι, φυσικά. Το δοκιμαστήριο είναι στα δεξιά.
Ευχαριστώ. Μου αρέσει αυτή η μπλούζα. Θα την αγοράσω.
Φυσικά. Είναι πολύ ωραία. Θέλετε να πληρώσετε με μετρητά ή με κάρτα?
Με κάρτα, παρακαλώ.
Ωραία. 20 ευρώ. Okay.
That was the slow version. Mm-hmm. So to translate a little bit what we said, I'm going to go into the store and Yuli asked me if I need help. And I said, no, thank you. I'm just looking around. Mm-hmm. And she said, okay. And then I come to her and I asked her how much the t-shirt costs. And she says 20 euros. And I ask her if I can try it on. Mm-hmm. And she tells me that the changing room is on the right. And in the end, I tell her that I really like the t-shirt and that I want to buy it. And Yuli asked me if I would like to pay by cash or by card. And I say by card. So it costs 20 euros.
Great.
So that's what we're saying. We're going to say it again in Greek.
Mm-hmm.
And now a little bit faster.
Yeah. Καλημέρα. Θέλετε βοήθεια?
Όχι, ευχαριστώ. Απλά κοιτάω.
Καλώς.
Συγγνώμη, πόσο κάνει αυτή η μπλούζα?
20 ευρώ.
Ωραία, μπορώ να τη δοκιμάσω?
Ναι, φυσικά. Το δοκιμαστήριο είναι στα δεξιά.
Ευχαριστώ. Μου αρέσει αυτή η μπλούζα. Θα την αγοράσω?
Φυσικά, είναι πολύ ωραία. Θέλετε να πληρώσετε με μετρητά ή με κάρτα?
Με κάρτα, παρακαλώ.
Ωραία, 20 ευρώ. That was the dialogue, and that's it for today.
Yeah, now you can all successfully go shopping in Greece. And hopefully they don't switch to English, because
that's another thing.
Yeah. So we'll see you in the next episode.
Yep. Τα λέμε.
Τα λέμε. Bye.
Γεια σας.